Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, every show we do is a heavy news day. Anybody that thinks there's a slow news day is not paying attention. With the incredibly accelerated society and civilization we live in, as we accelerate towards the quickening. But this Sunday, May 10th, 2026 transmission is particularly jam-packed. We've got Trump set a couple days ago to China with huge stakes and issues being discussed. And a lot of the experts are saying, I tend to agree with them, China holds all the cards right now because of some missteps by Trump and traitors inside the international system. We also have Netanyahu demanding the war continue until Iran fall in a 60 Minutes interview. And then his lackeys, who basically Trump says are his advisors, Mark Levin saying do whatever it takes, basically including nuclear weapons. So they are back to all of that. Then, of course, we have them trying to launch COVID 2.0 and the Hunta virus and the same, you know, UN usual suspects hyping all of that exactly the way they did before. And now they are dropping off the people from the cruise ship, supposedly have the virus. So just absolute fear-mongering going on there. We have a scandal with J.D. Vance having to pay to have people to attend his rallies. I like J.D. Vance. And just a year ago, the rallies would have been jam-packed. It's Trump. It's people pissed off at Trump. I don't need to see a poll. I'm on the street. I travel the country. I have millions of listeners that were formerly Trump supporters and still support him over the Democrats. We're just horrified. And that's going to have blowback, and already is in all the polls, on the midterms in 6 months and on J.D. Vance and people like that. So, yeah, they had to pay $100 to get people to go to his rallies. And just a year ago, Vance would have rallies and easily 10,000 people would show up just to see him. And now 500 show up to see him. This is all Netanyahu and Trump's doing. This has been all their mishandling of things and doing things that are patently wrong and unpopular. And all of the idiots out there, the paid influencers that went along with this and who are being paid by Israel, Salem Radio, thousands of other influencers, Israel spent $500 million in just the last 9-10 months funding all this. They admit it. At least they admit it. And now they just earmarked $760 million more to spend from now to the election, not helping get Republicans elected, but browbeating real populist nationalist conservatives that actually stand for what Trump previously stood for. And I don't mean to go off on a jag on that, but we got a lot of news on that front as well. It's just incredibly illustrative of all of this. And tens of millions spent trying to take out Congressman Massey and install a neocon in there as well. But looks like that's going to fail. Jack Dorsey, former owner of Twitter, just came out and endorsed Thomas Massie, not just for Congress, but for president. I was blown away whenever a very well-known talk show host and podcaster, the biggest in the world, one time at dinner said, no, Jack Dorsey loves you. Look at all these text messages. You're always right how much he loves you. I'm like, well, it would have been great if he kept me from getting kicked off there, but okay. You just learn these people are closet listeners. Why don't they act on it? Well, I guess he is now. Huge broadcast coming up. Share the live feeds of Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Well, you've heard the globalists, Klaus Schwab, the rest of them say, you will eat the bugs, Larry Fink. Now they're saying you will eat the cockroach milk. I want to make school children eat deadly cockroach milk. I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. I'll explain how they push such sick garbage on us and why that's part of the key part of their agenda. Wow, just go back and show some of this amazing B-roll you don't have on TV right now. Back that up like 20 seconds. That is amazing stuff the crew put together. I guess Dan put that together. That's actually real footage. Oh, my goodness. Mixed in with AI. Sorry. If you're a radio listener, remember we always simulcast full TV production at Real Alex Jones on X, the network, at AJ and Live on X, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and rumble.com/@AJandLive. So thank you again so much for joining us here. Just up front, I want to just remind listeners and also just tell new listeners who are tuning in every millisecond, this is the most hated, demonized, attacked broadcast in the world by corrupt globalists, pedophiles, Satan worshipers, evil governments, out-of-control corporations. this broadcast is kryptonite to their evil. So please just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we can't do any of this without you, and I thank you all for your support. Oh, this B-roll that Dan made is just too good. I can't do the show now, but back it up 30 seconds. Because they're playing this badass stuff off of the screen. You don't see it. I have the live feed over here. And I'm like, you got to let people see this. I tell you what, we're going to get to this later. Turn it off. It's too good. Let me just guess. Dan put this together, didn't he? Dan's not here right now, but I know we got a lot of great graphics people. But Dan is just, I mean, I know instantly when I see his work, it's all just, well, he's the Tiger Woods of graphics. Just turn it off. It's distracting me. It's too powerful. Goodness gracious. Then I was in a group chat, or well, the three of us, with Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo today. And Eddie's sending me links, and I'm sending them links, and Joe's sending links. And I see this link that said Lana Del Rey practicing killing. And I think, is that a new song of hers? And I click on it, and it sounds just like her. It's an amazing song. And I text back to Eddie, and I go, is this AI? He goes, yeah, I wrote this song during the pandemic and performed it. He's a great musician, not just a world champion jiu-jitsu. He goes, but I put her voice to AI, and I'm like, this is gold. Do I have permission to make a music video? He goes, of course, that's why I sent it to you. So the next few days, we'll have this done. I'm tempted just to post the song and see what you do with it. It's creme de la creme as well. So I'm kind of overloaded here on just all the amazing art that the crew and others have been producing to illustrate what we're doing. And then I'm deep into research. This is a two-hour show, and the 2 hours with Royce White coming up Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. It's kind of ridiculous to have, let's not exaggerate, 10 hours of preparation for this show. And then I get to the edge of the cliff, and I'm just like, wow, I did so much preparation, so many clips, so much bombshell information. How do I even begin to cover this? But I'll do my best job, as they say. Now, before I criticize President Trump to get him back on track, or to not go to full nuclear war, which is what we're doing, we don't do it to help the Democrats. Trump getting off track helps them in all the polls and all the studies and all the information. We're trying to stop that. You know, just like if you were at a military base and a monkey broke into the building and there were live hand grenades and you caught the monkey and pulled a pin out of the hand grenade, you want to get the pin back in the hand grenade. Not saying Trump's a monkey. It's an analogy. I am saying Netanyahu and Benjamin Netanyahu's minions, like the collapsing Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro, Little Ben, and Mark Levin, who wears a giant woman's brooch, American flag, I am saying they're flying monkeys of evil. So I'm going to get to that huge news where they're like, look, stay in the war no matter what. You got to stay till Iran collapses, pedal to the metal, you know, basically use nukes if you need to. You saw Trump a few days ago say, hey, if Iran doesn't make a deal fast, it'll be one big glowing crater. That's a nuclear weapon threat. There's no other way to see it. He did that 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And I said, 25th Amendment, keep that up. We gave international headlines, and Trump got all pissed off at me, but he did come out the next day and say, I'm not going to nuke them. No nukes will be used. Well, then you say, tune into Levin to hear what needs to be done. He's like, Mr. President, Harry Truman dropped two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and you need to start dropping the bombs now, sir. So you say, tune into this. This is what I believe. And you're making statements about Iran will never exist again. Their entire civilization destroyed in one day, never to return. Thought we're trying to liberate them. And now you're doing it again. So you're the president of the United States, most powerful man in the world, with one of the biggest nuclear arsenals in the world. I take that very serious when you say it. And it sounds like a evil superhero, or, you know, a evil supervillain from one of these Marvel movies. I mean, that's not who you want to be. It's hard to make the Democrats look good with all the evil they're involved in, but he's been doing a pretty good job. But before I plunge into all that, the latest developments with Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, big developments, Russia, China, Trump set to go to China. Let's talk about something good Trump just did. He's been doing a lot of good stuff. mixed in with really bad. We just call balls and strikes. President Trump drops truth. We need to stop pumping babies full of endless vaccines. I do believe in vaccines, but I don't believe that you have to have a mandate for all of that. I look at these beautiful little babies, and they get a vat, like a glass, big glass of stuff, pumped into their bodies, and I think it's a very negative thing. Remember when that video of a phone conversation with RFK Jr. about 6 months before the election, 2024, leaked? Reportedly, RFK's son did it. Trump's like, I agree. We have too many shots clearly connected to it. We need to cut back. Babies don't need a hepatitis shot. That's sexually transmitted. Why do they do that? I mean, he's smart, folks. He's not dumb. We have all the studies, Trump. The flu shot has never helped. In fact, hurts your immune system. The COVID shot didn't help. Destroys your immune system and more. It's all a lie. Sanitation is what dropped all these major diseases and all the major studies. And then vaccines came along in the 40s and 50s and actually reversed a lot of that progress. It's a fraudulent science. Can you learn immunity from a shot? Yes, but it almost always carries worse side effects, bare minimum, because the shots are contaminated with whatever it's manufactured with. You also then have an autoimmune response to that. So you grow the vaccine on peanut protein, everybody gets a peanut allergy. You grow it on monkey kidneys, and the monkeys have got SV40 cancer virus, you get cancer. This has been known. And they just sweep it under the rug, sweep it under the rug. So I'll get to this later. I'm going to cover it a little bit now, but big developments on the poison shot front, big developments on the hunter viruses, the UN clearly trying COVID lockdowns 2.0. That's all coming up later in the second hour. But, you know, good for Trump saying what I know he said behind the scenes, not just with Kennedy, but others, including myself, years ago, when he told Roger Stone. He's never really said this publicly, so this is something good for him to be doing. Here it is.
I believe in vaccines, but I don't believe that, you know, you have to have a mandate for all of them. The polio vaccine's amazing. It's, you know, wiped it out, and I believe in vaccines, but, you know, I think we're up to 88 vaccines. And I really feel that vaccines, if they were given in smaller quantities, they want to cut some out, and that's good, too. And I agree with that. 82 is too many. If you look at Denmark and other countries, you have 12, 14, I think 17. And we have like 82. But I look at these beautiful little babies, and they get a vat, I mean, so like a big glass of stuff pumped into their bodies. And I think it's a very negative thing to do. And I would like to see it. I'm not doing this in terms of Bobby or not. I hope they agree with that, but that's just my opinion. I would love to see much smaller shots, like 4 visits to the doctor. And I think you would have a much better result with the autism.
Yeah, in 1986, Ronald Reagan signed it. The Republicans and the Democrats bipartisanly passed it, vaccine liability protection. Just like Trump just gave glyphosate, Roundup, total liability protection. Another bad thing he did. Reversing what Kennedy was trying to do. But Kennedy says that's only, and that's what the executive order says, while they get a replacement for it, because the majority of food, 80% is grown with it, which is true. Still, it's damn if you don't. I'd rather just jump the tracks and have a disruption and get off of it. But regardless, they have thousands of new so-called vaccines in development. Things aren't even really vaccines, mRNA, gene therapies, you name it. But you know what they started 2 years ago? Pfizer, all these little suspects? A hantavirus vaccine that just now, 2 weeks ago, got ready magically on time for the new hysteria and the new so-called outbreak. Is it that convenient? They must have a crystal ball or something. Wow. So, yeah, it's up to over 80 of these damn things, and they try to intimidate people, threaten people. All the different Democrat blue states are trying to pass laws and are passing laws with no exemptions where you got to take all this stuff if you live in the state. I mean, that is destroying your medical freedom. That is tyranny. They are killing us with this stuff. This is eugenics. So as bad as Trump can be, just always remember the left and Democrats are even worse. Doesn't mean we back what Trump's doing when he's being bad. Just always remember there's this fetish to only harp on Trump all day. Well, he'll be gone soon. And I've got clips today of top Democrat reporters and influencers licking their lips talking about how they're going to come after all the Trump supporters. once Trump's gone. So just remember what's waiting on the other side of Trump. That's why it's so horrible that he's gone off the rails. Now, shifting gears again with something that's more nebulous. I don't really know what to think of this other than, why don't you just show us because you said you would? One of the things he and Elon Musk said they would do a year ago was do an audit of the Federal Depository at Fort Knox in New York. There's several of them, not just at Fort Knox, of the gold that hasn't had an audit since the 70s. And no one's seen it since then. And so the reports are it's been sold or moved or gone. Who knows? So that'd be a great publicity stunt anyways to show transparency. But nope. Trump just says, well, he thinks it's there now. He thinks it's there now. That doesn't sound good to me. What do you think about this? Because we'll clip this out of the show today once we're not live and put it on X and Rumble. I really want to see what you have to say about this. I mean, does he just believe whatever he's told? I wonder if they left the gold at Fort Knox because they steal a lot. So he says both. You know, he says he's confident the gold's there, but he's not confident. See, that's what I mean. Why don't you go there with auditors? You love to inspect things, love to expose the private Federal Reserve, billions of dollars over on their building. People want to know this. This is how you win the midterms, is action. And we are starting to see some decent in indictments, so that's good too. Just calling balls and strikes here. Here's Trump on the gold at Fort Knox.
What happened to the audit of Fort Knox?
Which one are you talking about?
There was, I think when you first got into office, you and Elon Musk talked about auditing the gold.
Well, we wanted to go knock on the door, Fort Knox, very thick door, and to see whether or not we have any gold in there, you know, because we take a look at it. It's a very interesting question. Yeah, we played with that. I wonder if they left the gold in Fort Knox because they steal a lot.
No need to really do that, though?
Well, I don't know. I think it's... I do want to go to Fort Knox sometime. I want to see if the gold is there, which I'm sure it will be.
So why didn't you go? Or why didn't you send J.D. Vance with Elon? Oh, you got rid of Elon. I remember now. And that wrecked your poll numbers, too. So you want to win the midterms, Trump. You want the Democrats to get back in and throw your ass in prison with your family. I think you have the pardon power, but I don't know that's going to stand up. Do the right thing. We want to know. Now, shifting gears into the big news. We are now 71 days into the splendid little war that was not a war, that was not regime change, but was to be regime change. It was just to get the uranium, but we can't get their uranium. And so Netanyahu and his surrogates are all over the news saying, we got to stay the course, do whatever it takes. Levin's talking about using nukes. Got a whole bunch of clips of him. Pedal the metal. Yeah, the Israel lobby literally in control of our foreign policy and trying to control domestic policy to keep control of foreign policy. So here is Netanyahu on 60 Minutes.
Is the war with Iran over? And if it isn't, who will decide when it is?
I think it accomplished a great deal, but it's not over because there's still nuclear material, enriched uranium that has to be taken out of Iran. There is still enrichment sites that have to be dismantled. There are still proxies that Iran supports. There are ballistic missiles that they still want to produce. Now, we've degraded a lot of it, but all of that is still there, and there's work to be done.
How do you envision the highly enriched uranium will be removed from Iran?
You go in and you take it out.
With what? Special forces from Israel, special forces from the United States?
Well, I'm not going to talk about military means, but what President Trump has said to me, I want to go in there. And I think it can be done physically. That's not the problem. If you have an agreement and you go in and you take it out, why not? That's the best way.
What if there isn't an agreement? Can it be taken out by force?
Well, you're going to ask me these questions. I'm going to dodge them because I'm not going to talk about our military possibilities, plans, or anything of the kind.
And I'm just trying to get at how long is it going to take to achieve that aim?
I'm not going to give a timetable to it, but I'm going to say that's a terrifically important mission.
Netanyahu has openly said for 30 years, longer, 25 years in power, he wants regime change. All this find the hidden uranium, cat and mouse, WMDs, Iraq 2.0, that's all a red herring. They want regime change. They've said they want regime change. And then they don't look like they're failing at that. So they go, oh, now it's about the uranium. Over and over and over again. So I got several clips of Mark Levin. Now you'll ask, why is he important? Trump says constantly on Truth Social, I mean, literally hundreds of times, you listen to Mark Levin if you want to know what I think. So we do, even though he has very low ratings. People don't want to hear this crap. It's the lowest ratings on Fox. Pedal the metal, President. You do what Truman did in Japan. Do it. I mean, he said it over and over, and he said it again. I got a bunch of clips here. And meanwhile, the American flag on his chest gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now he has a giant woman's brooch on his chest, this giant American flag, because he's an Israeli operative. So the more that gets exposed, the bigger the American flag gets. Soon he'll be wearing a red, white, and blue suit, I would imagine, with the American flag on it. It's just out of control. Absolutely out of control. Here's one of the clips of Levin.
Let me ask you this. If you're a general, you're the admiral, if you're giving advice to the president, isn't the goal victory? I mean, you can build up industrial sites later. We saw that in World War II. Isn't the goal to do whatever you have to do? I mean, short of something, you know, nuclear weapons and that sort of thing and mass bombing of civilian centers, but there are other things far short of that that can be done, that if you need to do them, you do them in order to eliminate the threat, whether it's nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, terrorism, and eliminate the regime. My attitude is this. The only reason they have a nuclear program is because of that regime. And the only reason they'll have the ability to reconstitute it once the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is gone is because of that regime. Am I wrong about that?
Absolutely not, Mark. When you really look at it, we have spent decades in the military with this thing called a proportional response. When you're dealing with a country that is in pursuit of a nuclear weapon, a proportional response is not an option. It must be overwhelmingly crushing the regime and their ability to reconstitute any type of nuclear program or any program whatsoever. They have clearly shown, as the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world, much less in the Middle East, they must be decisively defeated. And we should be in a position where we dictate the terms of surrender to them, not the other way around, where they say, well, this is on the table, but not that. This is what we're willing to discuss, but we're going to keep it separate from that. No, these are the items that you have to meet and the criteria that you have to have in place in order for us to have a cessation of hostilities. And until we reach that point, we are going to continue to squeeze you economically and, if necessary, continue strikes against your leadership, the military, and all those sites that allow them to have a normal functioning country.
Very well said.
By the way, it's all been declassified that the U.S., Britain, and Israel, for decades and decades, the main funders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the main funders of terror worldwide. And they just put the head of Al-Qaeda a year and a half ago in charge of Syria. So I don't want to hear that Iran's the main funder of terror worldwide. Do they fund Hezbollah that does some terror stuff? Absolutely. Do I like the mullahs? No. Just stop lying. Oh, the Iranians are so evil, they're going to use dolphins that put mines on boats. They don't even have that. Meanwhile, the U.S. is the king of it. It's just like, stop lying. Here's Levin stroking Trump's ego just a few nights ago.
Welcome back, America. We're here with Brett Velikovich. Now, this is a man who knows what he's talking about. He's a former U.S. Army intelligence and special operations soldier. He served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a U.S. Army special operations intelligence analyst, former Delta Force. And he's like the world's expert on drones. And he founded Powerless. So I wanted to mention that.
If I was advising the president, I'd tell him, now is not the time to let up. If you let up, you hand the Iranian regime survival. You hand them exactly what they want and have used as a tactic for decades. This regime right now is trying.
Let's stop again. We were told last June, July with Midnight Hammer that it was the most perfect military operation in human history. And it was very well done, and I'm not denying that. And it did basically destroy the main sites under, you know, 5-10 stories of rubble. Nobody's getting in there to get that stuff. And then Netanyahu's like, we got to get in there and get it out of there. What have you, like 3 months of bulldozers and cranes? What are you talking about? But we're told, oh, it's all over. And I said, this is just getting us ready for full war in the next year. Because that was the aim. That was the whole thing being briefed in Congress. It's not even secret. So now you got the Delta Force guy with the propaganda. Well, we got to keep the pedal to the metal. We got to keep this going until they fall. The Pentagon assessment from 80 days ago, just 8-9 days before this war started, that was public, was a 90% chance the mullahs don't fall and they close the Strait of Hormuz, and then we are in a larger regional war that drags on for a very long time. And Trump's like, we dropped 20,000 bombs on them. 20,000 bombs. We dropped 7.6 million on Vietnam. Did that work? So they can cherry pick these guys from the Pentagon that are war hawks and neocons and on the Israeli payroll, but all the real people, the majority, say it's insane. And they were right, we were right, they were wrong. Got one more clip of Levin coming up, and I'm going to shift gears into Trump's visit to China and so much more, and the Hunta virus, COVID 2.0. Stay with us. All right, we're getting the poison shots here in a little while. Also, they lost thousands of seats at the federal, regional, and local level of the Labor Party. Keir Starmer, the biggest loss in Labor's multi-hundred-year history in the UK. But still, the Muslims won a bunch of seats. They're running around celebrating. We got a video of that. We got a totally jam-packed second hour, and then third and fourth hour with Royce White tonight. Be sure and stay with us. Remember the Paul Revere, share the live feeds. Real Alex Jones on X, at AJN on X. Be sure and follow us there and on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow, and another channel with other feeds, rumble.com/@AJNLive. That is so critical. When you do that, it changes the whole game. All right. So just finishing up with the Iran situation, 71 days into this, it is wrecking the world food supply and the planting season. It has already massively increased energy prices, already jet fuel shortages. That is creating more inflation here and around the world. Trump is acutely aware of that behind the scenes, and more publicly is. But Netanyahu and his surrogates are saying, pedal to the metal, do whatever it takes, don't stop. We got to remove the regime or nobody's safe. Meanwhile, Pakistan, if Israel nukes Iran, is saying they'll nuke Israel. This is total insanity. And again, I don't have some hard-on for Israel. I don't have a fetish for this. I don't want Israel to be the main issue. But they have very bad leadership. They're out of control. Netanyahu's cornered. He's already been convicted. If he doesn't keep this war going, he's going to go to prison. So it's just like when the bank robber gets caught, when the cops come in and he grabs the teller, puts a gun to their head and says, get out of here, fuel me up a plane to Latin America. I'm going to blow these people away. That is what Netanyahu and the Likudnists are doing right now, and it's so dangerous. So here's another clip of Levin, and I'm done talking about it, other than a clip of Hillary, who sounds just like them when she was running for office against Trump, and Trump said she was crazy, don't attack Iran. He said, Kamala's crazy, she'll give me World War III, don't attack Iran. Remember that Trump, the one I support? And then that dovetails with a new videos, tens of thousands of Christian houses blown up the last few months in Lebanon. Just yesterday, they blew up a high-rise apartment building. This is what Americans are paying for, folks. It's out of control. In fact, so just play Levin, and then back-to-back, go to Hillary flashback, because they're all peas in a pod, and now Trump is aligned with this, and then go into the Lebanon apartment building being blown up. Here it is.
I don't think tit-for-tat's going to really handle it here. It's a good start, and I do think we need to put the pedal to the metal, pick up where we left off militarily, keep choking them off economically. And for God's sakes, arm these people. We keep saying they're in a position to rise up. Well, they rose up. These people rose up like no people I've ever seen before. And they lost 50,000 of their fellow citizens, most of them young people.
It's up to 50 now.
And as I speak to you tonight, they're being hanged one after another.
They're giving weapons.
They're being raped. They're being tortured. They're being butchered. What else do these people have to show where they make
it clear they want liberation? Whole neighborhood's blown up by Israel.
All I know is this, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. When we armed the Afghan people, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, it worked.
Then we got Bin Laden.
When we armed the Angolan rebels, it worked. when we armed all kinds of freedom fighters in Central and South America during the Reagan administration. We pushed communism out of there, not everywhere, but in a lot of places. These people are ready to fight, but they can't fight with their bare hands when they're facing automatic weapons and tanks and so forth and so on. Can't we give them a chance? I read, and it could be dead wrong, that Erdogan in Turkey has objected to the Kurds and so forth.
Oh, all yeah. Israel will attack, attack Turkey
now. There are other people who would rise up. There are other groups that can be armed. If there's not, we should have been working on them during the ceasefire. All I know is the CIA in the 1980s was up to the task in doing this, and we did it. Arm the people, well, give them a chance, keep the foot on their throat, and keep the military pressure on, and we'll get this over with, and we'll have a victory. Right.
And I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. Whatever stage of development they might be in their nuclear weapons program in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be able to totally obliterate them. That's a terrible thing to say, but those people who run Iran need to understand that, because that perhaps will deter them from doing something that would be reckless, foolish, and tragic.
Now, above the Israel level, above the U.S. level, BlackRock, the globalists, the big banks, love this. They want a global ongoing recession. They want a reset. They want everybody in debt. They want the average person to go bankrupt so they can bring in their global social credit score. That's what this is all about. That's what this has always been about. And so everything you see in Europe, everything you see in Australia, everything you see in Canada, everything you see in the U.K. is what they want to bring here. So now I want to get into the elections they just had, the total bloodbath in the U.K. But because they're parliamentary and have dozens of parties, the Labour Party is able to change the rules every time. So Keir Starmer and the Labour Party won with 50% of the vote last time. They've been in power for many years now. And now he's pledging, I have clips of it, to stay in power another 8 years at least, as he lets the Muslims run wild, crime run wild. You privately pray 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic, you go to jail. You read from the Bible in public, you go to jail. The UK is the model of hardcore globalist tyranny. So let's play clip 55. UK Keir Starmer lost over 1,303 council seats. They lost regional government, they lost local government, and they lost in the parliament. And then let's dovetail that with clip number one. This is Muslim councillors that just got elected in Birmingham, England, celebrating. So we were supposedly fighting the Muslims since 9/11, 2001, so they wouldn't come here. The average number, if you average Europe, Canada, the U.S. together, is there's 15 times the Muslims here than there was 25 years ago. So we're not fighting them over there to not fight them over here. We go stir them up, blow them up, and then bring all their angry, pissed off beehive people over here like a stirred up hornet's nest to take control of our countries and to elect people like Mondamis. This is a larger strategy of tension, a larger destabilization of the West, and then our Western governments then use the Islamic threat to take our liberties and freedoms and grab our balls and put us in scanners at the airport. Here's the clips.
What a night. Keir Starmer has got the kind of spanking that you'd expect to see in 50 Shades of Grey. As I speak, Labour has lost more than 1,300 seats, apparently. They have lost Wales for the first time in 100 years. The Labour First Minister in Wales lost her seat. People just didn't like 20-mile-an-hour speed limits becoming a nation of sanctuary for the third world and terrible healthcare, did they? So there you go. Sunderland's gone. Newcastle's gone. They've lost control of Camden, they've lost Westminster, and I can't think why.
سوف نقوم بإرسال معلومات إضافية إليكم مباشرة شكرا
আমরা আপনার জানাতাম সাইয়ার যে ওয়েস্টমিনস্টার কাউন্সিল আমরা হাউজিং রেজিস্টার সিস্টেম রে বদলাইতাম
Oh, yeah, maybe it's because they kept advertising free stuff to foreigners who didn't speak our language. And people decided they didn't really fancy any more of that. In Birmingham, they've lost seats to this lot.
Only one independent in Hull, that's Asim Khan. We don't want people who have been with the Labour Party previously, been campaigning against Ayub Khan, now standing as independents. No, we don't want people like that.
Gosh, Labour losing because of mass immigration of people from various different Muslim countries. I mean, why else might Labour have lost out in Birmingham?
Coming to the butchers with me. Door open. Rubbish everywhere. Oh, hello, sir. You work in the butchers, obviously, or are you just carrying around a sheep? Looks like a goat.
Yeah, oh, it's the bin strike as well, isn't it? The bin strike everywhere. Labour has lost control of now, I think, it's 11 councils, including Tameside, a Labour stronghold, for 47 years. Labour MPs, Nadia Whittemup, Sana Begum, Jonathan Brash, Clive Lewis,
right,
Ian
let's
Labour...
stop there and move on. Here are those where the Muslims won some seats, celebrating. And I'm going to show you whether it's Ireland, whether it's Scotland, whether it's Portugal, whether it's France, they are... electing illegal aliens. And we'll look at the Scottish Prime Minister who had to step down last year, who said there's too many white people in Scotland. Sounds like Longshanks from Braveheart. The problem with Scotland is there's too many Scots. So let's see the Muslims celebrating where they did win in the UK. They vote in a tribal bloc, and it's all about conquering, no matter where they are. So here's the former Scottish Prime Minister, he's gone now, who literally said the problem is white people, and then just yesterday in Scotland, they elected an illegal alien transgender to a high position. Let's play those clips back to back. Then let's shift gears to Portugal with the Sikh community. And if you dare ask questions about that, and they've gone from like 2% foreigners to over 10% in just a few years, the point is they're bringing them in to have them take over. I'm not against the Indians, the Muslims at the end of the day, except they never put up with us coming over there. This is being done by the left with replacement migration to create division and control. Here's the clips.
Lord Justice Clark, white. Every High Court judge, white. The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The Chief Constable, white. Every Deputy Chief Constable, white. Every Assistant Chief Constable, white. The Head of the Law Society, white. The Head of the Faculty of Advocates, white. Every Prison Governor, white. And not just Justice. The Chief Medical Officer, white. The Chief Nursing Officer, white. The Chief Veterinary Officer, white. The Chief Social Work Advisor, white. Almost every trade union in this country, headed by people who are white. In the Scottish Government, every Director General is white. Every chair of every public body is white.
My name is Dr. Q Manavanan. I am a transgender Tamil immigrant. My pronouns are they, them. I am, to some in this country, everything that the hateful despise, and I'm standing here as your MSP now with care. They say politics is the arch of the possible. A politics of care, I'd say, expands what's possible for everyone left behind, pushed out, or never invited in. A scholar I love called Saidiya Hartman wrote that the holes that bind us are also the bonds that free. Every barrier placed before me with the Greens was the reason also that we pushed further. And this is what diversity looks like in power.
You can look it up. That person is an illegal alien elected to a high position in government. Because they can assault you and make you just do insane things, you'll do anything. If you'll accept two men and have a baby, or you put a man who's a convicted rapist or child predator in a woman's prison, you'll put up with anything. It's all about seeing what you'll put up with. And you've got all these foreign tribes and mafias that come in and ally with the different government bodies, and they're taking over. It's the same strategy anywhere in the West, from Australia to Canada, from Germany to Italy to France to the United States. They know what they're doing. That's how you take down the West, because the West isn't compatible in the larger globalist system. Here's a short clip of just the example of the invasion of Portugal. Listen to these numbers and then see what's happening.
Get back up, back up, back up.
This is Portugal.
Don't touch me. Get away from me.
He keeps coming to me.
They're the ones attacking me.
A small 10 million person country where foreign residents went from 4% to 15% of the population in 7 years. Indians are now the second largest immigrant group behind Brazilians.
Where are you guys from?
Punjab.
Punjab?
Yeah, I'm from Punjab.
Most people from India?
See.
Looks to be a ton of Sikhs over here. Free drinks and beverages. Hi, how are you? Oh, what is this?
What it is a special event today.
Okay. Is this Khalistan?
Yeah, Khalistan.
That's Khalistani?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. What's your name, my friend? Say hi.
No, what are you telling him?
I said hi.
And what do you say? Khalistani, what is
Khalistan? An independent nation for Sikhs? Tell me about Khalistan. Why are you so sensitive about that?
No, I don't want to tell you something.
Oh, I see. Is that a sensitive topic? I don't know. I thought it was Khalistan.
What does Khalistan mean?
Okay, we don't know. They see themselves as somewhat independent from the rest of India. Where are you guys from? Talk to me.
You can walk
on the public street, right?
I know, check your ID.
My ID?
Yeah?
I'm just traveling though. I don't want to give you my ID.
You are not his traveler, man.
Huh?
I know you are his Portuguese.
So what's going on? What's going on here?
What are you doing there? Fast. Don't try to be smart. Huh?
I'm not trying to be smart. You're trying to be smart.
But don't touch.
All right, then get away from me then.
Put this off.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going.
You are going.
No, I'm not going. No, I'm not. He's already calling the shots here. No, leave me alone. Leave me alone. What is your problem? Who are you? Who are you?
I'm already in the authority.
I don't care. Who are you? Where are you from? Where are you from? Get back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Don't touch me.
You
are all up on my face.
Speak when you're in the place.
What are you doing? What is the problem?
What are you doing?
Get away from me. What is your problem?
What are you doing?
I'm talking to people.
Don't do that.
Just relax.
You dirty language.
Don't lecture me on dirty language. Get away from me. Don't touch me either. He's coming on me. I can show you on video.
Which channel you have on YouTube?
It's irrelevant. You want me to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck off me. Shut up.
Go.
I'm moving.
Get out of here, man.
I can't walk on the sidewalk. Get me on the sidewalk. He's gonna beat me with the beat stick, George Floyd style. He keeps coming to me. They're the ones attacking me. I'm one guy. Okay.
Aye.
What do you want me? I'm moving. I'm trying to leave. My car is over there. My car is over there. Yeah, Marky, you have the beat stick. You have the gun. You win.
So, whether you're in Canada or Europe or Australia, notice that when the foreigners attack you, the police come and attack you. This has all been set up. It's replacement migration. Go to the UN website, type in replacement migration. It's a 2000 plan to bring in 680 million illegals to North America and to bring in 300 plus million to Europe. It's all official. When you talk about it, the ADL comes out and says you're a Nazi and says arrest you. Calls for my arrest. Want to see the clips? They're galas with Sacha Baron Cohen. It is crazy town. All right, hour number two is coming up. And we got to look at Disney and a bunch of their cruise ships raided last week. And big pedophile bust got almost no coverage. So we're going to look at the history in the first 5 minutes of the next hour of Disney and its huge connection to pedophilia. Then we're going to look at the midterms. We're going to look at J.D. Vance. We're going to look at the poll numbers. We're also going to look at the good news of the Supreme Court ruling on redistricting. Now that's changed so much. We're looking at that. Then we're going to look at the poison shots and the new pandemic with the Hunta virus they're trying to push, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pushing cockroach milk, more nutritious than cow's milk. Scientists released a new shocking study. You have any idea how toxic the exoskeletons of the cockroaches are? Very carcinogenic. That is all coming up, and that's just some of what we'll cover in hour number two. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds. We're all on shows on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and tell folks about that local station you're listening to. That is so important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days, and the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best. So you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed, and it's like this black tar inside the rocks. And it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina and energy and libido and everything else. We have private labeled at thealexjonesstore.com the top-rated brand in the United States over a year ago. So when you get our Shilajit, you are getting the top-rated brand, private labeled by us, at a price a little bit lower than it's sold at Whole Foods and in stores around the country. This is, we don't reinvent the wheel. Most of our products are just a private label of whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the best. That's what we go out, we get, we private label it. You get it from us, it funds the operation. So, if you've never taken our Shilajit, this has been out in the last year. It's got 5-star ratings, 90%+ reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one Shilajit naturally flavored gummies, pineapple, get one Shilajit gummies bottle free. It's a huge bottle full of these delicious gummies. Just take one a day. It's ultra-concentrated, the highest quality Shilajit, and a bunch of other super nutrients as well. Also, ultimate creatine. Not all creatine is created equal. Everybody knows it's great for muscles. It's even better for the brain. Look up creatine and Alzheimer's or brain boosting. We have the very best creatine, the very best type. Read the type it is. Look it up. We're not making that up. We want to sell you what really works. You can get Shilajit gummies, the very best, with the best creatine in a 48-hour buy one, get one free sale right now. So, either one of those, the Shilajit gummies, the ultimate creatine, you have 48 hours as of Sunday night. It ends May 12th. You have 2 days to take advantage of this right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, there's another big sale that ends in a couple days. Three different bundles. The Modern World Survival Stack, normally $147, now $89. Shilajit capsules, atomic defense, immune booster. It's good for your whole body. The Irish Sea Moss capsules for a massive discount. That is the Modern World Survival Stack. We have the Gut Detox Defense Stack, Zeolite Detox, highest quality private label of Zeolite that detoxifies spike protein, heavy metals, draws it out. So important, an incredible Zeolite Detox Defense with the T3, best iodine on the market, the most pure on the atomic chart. One of the main things the enemy does is make sure there's not good iodine in the food supply. We have the very best, or most of the iodine that's out there is bound to another element, so you don't absorb it. This is pure iodine. It's incredible. T3 to affect iodine and bovine colostrum, a private label, the highest quality bovine colostrum out there. Women already know about this. It's the main thing women buy from us, but it's your skin, your hair, your eyes, everything. The first 2 weeks of any mammal's milk is just super powered. That is what this is, concentrated bovine colostrum. Normally $148, now $99. And some other big sales are about to end as well. Take advantage of them now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. Be the reason we stay on the air at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Want to thank you all for your support. Be a VIP. Get $40 to spend free in the store now as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In a shocking raid that shatters the already damaged, wholesome facade of the most magical place on Earth, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents boarded 5 cruise ships in San Diego between April 23rd and 25th, which included Disney's Magic, netting 28 arrests for child sexual exploitation material. 3 of those nabbed were Disney cruise staffers, with passengers left stunned as crew members, including one family's server, were cuffed right in front of them during disembarkation. Authorities confirmed involvement in receiving, possessing, distributing, or viewing child pornography, primarily among foreign crew from the Philippines, Portugal, and Indonesia.
Crew member on board the Disney Dream was arrested for possession of child pornography after authorities received 9 separate tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A 28-year-old Filipino crew member had his phone seized when the ship arrived at the port, and authorities found multiple photographs of children engaged in sexual acts, some of which were under 10 years of age. He apparently was sharing these photos with a group of other such individuals on a Facebook group.
Meanwhile, liberal mouthpieces like Kathy Griffin are outraged that the pedos were arrested and deported. Because, of course they are. Disney issued the standard corporate boilerplate about zero tolerance and cooperation, but the pattern here is impossible to ignore.
Then there's Xavier Jackson. He's 27.
He is accused of sending sexual images to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, did I mention that he just happens to be a lifeguard at the Polynesian Resort for Disney? Well, why do people like Paul Vail work at Disney? Because that's where the children are. He had 540 counts of child pornography. From newborns to 8 years of age.
Deputies stormed their Davenport home, the one with Mickey and Minnie out in the front yard and a security jacket hanging in the car. Inside, they say they found child porn on Thomas Wheeler's computer, with kids ranging in age from 9 to 11 engaged in various sex acts.
Detectives arrested 10 men and 16-year-old boy as part of an undercover child pornography investigation. One of the men worked as a project manager at Walt Disney World. Another worked at Legoland.
Investigators telling us that this pastor and also a Disney hotel employee was downloading child porn images while on the job, but apparently he was also doing more.
Disney put a system in place to take screen captures every 3 seconds, recording Cuthbert's every move, even as he wrote an Easter sermon while he watched the videos.
This is how investigators say the Disney worker solicited at least one boy through his Xbox.
Charles Proctor, he's a 56-year-old electrician at Disney World. Proctor is charged with 11 counts of possessing child porn.
A Disney boat driver sits now in the Orange County Jail, charged with more than a dozen counts of possessing and trading child pornography.
This man, Richard Morgan, has been taken into custody, accused of molesting a young girl. He is a stage tech at Disney World.
A Disney employee busted, say investigators, for chatting online and trying to meet what he thought was a dad and his 8-year-old daughter for sex. Federal prosecutors say Frederick Pohl of Claremont was surprised when he got to an Orlando hotel. There was no girl, only investigators waiting to arrest him.
And this man is waiting to go to trial. Polk County deputies arrested him last year for having child porn. Of course, Disney isn't the only theme park with cases like this. Employees from SeaWorld, Legoland, and Universal have also been arrested for similar crimes.
State police have just arrested a SeaWorld employee on charges of making and sharing child porn.
Some downtown Disney visitors are shocked tonight as word spreads that an employee there was arrested and charged with molesting a 9-year-old boy earlier this month.
How deep does this rot go in an organization that markets directly to kids? Passengers filming the chaos in the docks weren't just witnessing arrests. They were seeing the mask slip on a billion-dollar machine that profits from trust it lost.
So we've heard a lot about this in the last year. Out at Mar-a-Lago at the entrance, a group of Christian pastors decided to build this giant 30-something-foot-tall gold statue of President Trump. And, again, I'm not just here to bash Trump. I'm not here to just pick things to go after him for. But this feeds into the hysteria that he's like Jesus, and he's posted on Truth Social that I've been persecuted more than Jesus just 2 weeks ago, and he's posted images of him as a Christ-like figure healing the sick and dying. And you've got Paula White and all these people saying similar things. It's creepy. And we already had the left, remember, famously said Hillary was like a Messiah and was like Jesus. So let's put up a quote out of the Old Testament of Moses comes down with the tablets, the Ten Commandments, and he's been gone a couple weeks up there, and he comes down and the Israelites, you know, just fresh out of getting out of Egypt, have started melting all their jewelry down to a golden calf they're worshiping. And when he heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camps, you know, revelry. And he said, is it not the voice of them that shout for mastery? Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed, meaning it got big, waxed hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and breaks them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which was made and burnt in the fire and ground it into powder and strewn it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Moses said unto Aaron, what did these people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Scroll down. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set to mischief on mischief. And they said unto me, make us gods which shall we go before us. For as for Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. So we don't want to just worship God. We want a golden idol. We want this. We want to worship this. If you read deeper into it, a bunch of them got killed when he threw the tablets down. In fact, guys, type in Charlton Heston, Ten Commandments, golden calf scene. In fact, let's just play that. The Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston, golden calf scene. Powerful. So, I mean, people ask why everyone to Mar-a-Lago. I was invited many times. You go, you stand around tuxedos. Everybody feels like you're super powerful. I'll go to an important event if something's happening, but I don't just go pose like I've arrived and it's so cool. And it's just something fundamental about it is posing. I'd rather be in the field, in the fight, talking to millions of people, getting people awake, you know, exposing human trafficking, exposing wars, exposing poison shots. And so I thought some of these photos were fake when I saw them. They're real. It was in local newspapers. They quote, the Christian pastors and a bunch of rabbis blessed the statue and got down on their knees and prayed. Show the photo. That there's local newscast of this. Prayed for the statue, through the statue to President Trump. Again, I thought this was a joke. This actually happened. What makes it even better is it's not just like they prayed for some statue of Trump. They prayed to a golden statue. I remember like a year ago, they put out an AI video that Trump reposted through social of the new Gaza with this golden statue of Trump. And I had listeners call in and say, hey, man, why aren't you exposing this? I didn't know about it. Well, this isn't some AI thing about Gaza. This is real, folks. You can just type in, pastors bless golden statue of Trump Mar-a-Lago. Interest in Mar-a-Lago, they're in Palm Beach. It's on private property, not on his. I mean, this is cuckoo town. I mean, who would want a monstrosity like that? That's like bad luck. And then you've got Trump calling in, and the rabbis bless it. I can do an hour on this, okay? Don't believe me. Just go to X, type in Trump golden statue. Watch the rabbis bless it. Watch the Christian pastors bless it. Watch them get down and pray in front of it and bless it. I mean, one thing they said, bless Trump, put their hands on it, that's great. Or even says bless Trump in general. But no, they're blessing the damn statue. This is literally Moses comes down after the burning bush and God and gives him the, you know, literally the covenant. And they say, we don't want that. We came out of Egypt. We want to go back to what that was. We don't want you. Yeah, go ahead and play the full Charlton Heston clip. I've watched this movie every year of my life, except when I haven't been here a few years. You know, I'm older. My mother watches this every Easter. I've watched this in the theater probably 10 times, whether it's a great movie. But here's a biblically accurate reenactment by Cecil B. DeMille's Jewish of what happened. Here it is.
And the people sinned a great
adultery. Go, get me down, for my
and did eat and drink.
There's no freedom without the law. By the law, shall die by the law.
Now, somebody made a compilation there. The scene when he comes down is only a few minutes. We'll try to find it, but that was a good compilation. I'm glad they had a compilation, actually. The point is, whether you believe this happened or not, this is what we follow as Christians. This is the Old Testament the Jews followed, and I believe it was real, and you see it all around you. The point is, they've archaeologically dug up so much what they said about Moses, almost all of it's already been proven. It's crazy. Where they said they did rituals, all this stuff, they've dug it all up. The point is that you got a golden statue, people bowing down in front of it, blessing the president. And the president calls in, a little busy with the war, he says, to be part of this. This is just crazy. Then you add all the stuff about, oh, he's been more persecuted than Jesus, the Pentagon says, and he's of the Lord. It's just, yeah, and the posting official photos like demons coming out of the sky, and then he's Jesus. And Trump goes, oh, I thought it was a doctor. And just last week, you know, I have been persecuted more than Jesus. Oh, yeah, right. I'm not trying to criticize Trump. This is just all unseemly, and I just can't be part of this. Yeah, Trump, Pastor Clinton, president has better understanding of the Bible than the Pope. Well, that might not be true. Anyways, here's just one of the angles and one of the clips of this event. There's hours of this crap, bowing down, praying to it, all of it. Here's Trump calling into his own golden statue event.
I want to make sure everyone can hear. Okay, sir.
Hello, everybody. I want to thank you so much for being there today, and more importantly, for what you did. The statue is beautiful. You know, I saw it during the weekend. We had a big PGA tournament with a great champion, and all great champions, actually, but it was a great tournament, and I got to look at it very closely, and it's incredible, and I just want to thank you. I know it was done from love, and I want to thank Mark Burns, a pastor. He's a good pastor. He's a good man. I've known him a long time. He's been with me from the beginning, right from the beginning, maybe about 2 days later, right? Two days.
But right, Mr. President.
he was right at the beginning, and I appreciate it, Mark. You're great, and just really a good person. And I want to thank everybody there. I don't know, here there's a good crowd of people, but I want to thank you all, and I won't forget it. And we love you all, and the country's doing great, and Iran is not doing good because of us. They are not doing well at all, and good things are happening, and I just want to really give you my love, and I wish I could be there where we want to make sure everything's going perfect on the war fronts. I think you can understand that, but we'll see you all around. I just want to, again, it's everybody is taking pictures of it. Everybody is, my people told me that it's unbelievable. All day long, they're taking pictures. They stand up next to it, and they have their picture taken. It really came out beautiful. I didn't know what to expect. I just want to thank you all, and we love you all, and God bless America.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. We love you. God bless you, Mr. President.
Now, again, I call balls and strikes. So Trump didn't commission a golden statue of himself. He's being nice. He's a very gracious person. When I got married to my second wife, he found out about it and called my number, talked to me, called her for like 5-10 minutes, telling her how great I was. He's a very nice person, okay? But it's the people around him that are literally saying he's Jesus constantly. This is hurting us with Christian Americans who see this and say they're not going to be part of it. It's hurting us in the midterms, folks. And it's just in general bad luck. I mean, you know, Trump needs to say, listen, thanks a lot. I'm just your president. I don't need gold statues to me, okay? You know, the joke on South Park is actually did this. One of the Metallica people bitched about Napster or whatever, the early Spotify, and said, I'm only making $500 million a year. I had to cancel a golden statue to myself. So I made a joke about it on South Park. It's like golden statues? I mean, we've got serious problems. 25 veterans committing suicide a day. We've got human trafficking, all these wars. We don't need to be blessing golden statues. It's just, it's not good. Here's the actual raw clip from the Ten Commandments of Charlton Heston.
Woe unto thee, O Israel! You have sinned a great sin in the sight of God. You are not worthy to receive these Ten Commandments.
The whole story in the Bible, which has been proven to be accurate, is God chose the Jews, and then they constantly did what they were supposed to. Like everybody else. We're not blaming them. The point is, this is how we are. Jew and Gentile. But don't sit there and say worshiping Israel is what we're supposed to do.
Did you carve those tablets to become a prince over us?
No. When Israel does the right thing, they are blessed. When they do the wrong thing, they are judged, just like us.
Let him come to me.
And Israel's about to be judged by us. We're in big trouble. Yeah, see, they just cut back that up 10 seconds. You notice they just uncut the girl. Because they were about to sacrifice her. That's what you do to the golden calf. A virgin means a child, but they didn't put a kid up there. That's too hardcore in the 1950s. Go ahead and play it again.
Jason and the people made me do it.
Joshua! Joshua!
He showed you no land flowing with milk and honey.
So they're down there having an orgy and human sacrifice.
Blasphemers, idolaters, for this you shall drink bitter waters. God has set before you this day his laws of life and good and death and evil. Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
Say about that, or Ted Cruz. Oh, worship Israel, do whatever it says. The whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about Israel does the right thing, it's blessed. Goes off, cursed. And everybody else as well. The Jews are the example that God gave us to understand this. And it is important in Abrahamic religions. It's central. They are important. Get the Dan Bilzerian clip ready. He's running for Congress. He's tried to come on my show. Maybe I should have him on. But I just don't want to cuss and yell for an hour straight and say, Jew, 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 Jew. This is a very serious subject. It needs to be approached with the most serious mind and historical understanding. Because let me explain something to you. This is really important, folks. This is a key. When you get this Jew, anti-Jew thing, and when Israel goes off track and becomes Antichrist, it then conjures a Hitler. It conjures an Iran. It conjures this other force. And when they collide, it's judgment for everybody. All these fools say, kill all the Jews. They're the problem. If we didn't have Jews, there wouldn't be a problem. Clearly, Israel does a lot of bad stuff. Clearly, the leadership's trying to control us and is doing terrible things. It's in the driver's seat. Because God has put them in the driver's seat so they will be judged and we will be judged. And I'm sitting back with doom in my eyes, knowing the demon that has been conjured here, the devil. But you laugh like Bilzerian. I'll get him on this week if he'll come on. Run for Congress in Florida. It's Florida, right? He's just sitting back, you know, this guy, all women, partying, yachts. I'm not judging him. My point is he's Mr. Influencer. And back when girls and yachts and race cars and mansions is cool, he's the guy doing that. And now that it's cool to bash Jews all day and just only talk about that and nothing else and say that's the only problem in the universe, when it's us, all of us together, good versus evil, the fight is in our own hearts individually. To just point at them and say, oh, it's all just that. That's the only thing you know about. Not China, not the mad scientists, not the poison shots, not the alpha-gal syndrome, not China, none of it. Just know this. And when Trump came out 5 weeks ago and said, I will destroy Iran in one day, never return, kill their culture, nuclear weapon, I said, he needs to be 25th Amendment if he keeps doing this. He backed off until 3 days ago. Now he's back to, I'll turn him into a giant glowing crater. When Trump said, I will judge a whole people like he's God, and I will kill you all, we're supposedly saving them, that's megalomania, that's demonic, that was wrong, and I said it was wrong. And when Dan Bilzerian gets up and says, I'm ready to suit up and go kill Israelis, I want to kill them all, they're all bad, kill Jews, period, you've just judged a whole group like you're God. And it's the same thing that the Israelis under Netanyahu have done to the Lebanese, whether they're Christian or Muslim, just wiping them out. Totally wrong and evil. Or what they've done to humanizing, even you have Israeli ministers, top ones, saying, oh, any kid we kill, even a five-year-old, they're going to be bad later, kill them. That's demonic. And when Israel does it, I point it out and say it's wrong. When Trump says the Iranians are basically subhuman, deserve to die, it's wrong. And when Dan Bilzerian plays God, just like Trump and Netanyahu, and says they're all bad, kill them all, he's ready to suit up and go fight them. I guarantee you, Dan, you can get on an airplane, you can fly to Russia, you can get into Tehran, they will suit your ass up, buddy. So I'm calling Bilzerian's bluff. Oh, you're running for Congress. You just said you'll go fight the Israelis. I guarantee you the Iranians will take you into Tehran, and they will suit your ass up, and they will put you in a Hezbollah unit, or they'll put you on a missile battery or something. So you just said you're ready to go join to destroy Israel because they all deserve to die. Just think about that. When Trump says the Iranians all deserve to die, it's wrong. When Netanyahu says the Muslims are subhuman, they all need to die, it's wrong. And when you do, it's wrong. Just because other people are doing bad things, Dan, doesn't mean you can then act like that. Because let me explain something. That's the demonic spirit. You think when you get up there and say, kill all the Jews, that that's going to defuse this? It's going to make Jews that weren't on board with this get scared and join Netanyahu's control. Netanyahu has committed Israel to a full existential war and tried to commit us because Israel knows it's surrounded in deep trouble and believes only doubling down is its only savior instead of a way out of this. Israel has thousands of nuclear weapons and delivery systems. You can sit there and dream all day about destroying them. Have you looked into the next phases of this? And how this is all being manipulated by satanic forces. This is about being a man. This is about being informed. Not about making points with everybody about how you can be the most radical. And look where the point we're at is. I'm censored. I'm banned everywhere. He's not. Because I'm trying to bring freedom and peace and connectivity and deeper understanding. And the Holy Spirit that unifies us all to transcend this together. And he's over here. He's ready to kill them all. People say, oh, look at the Jewish agent Alex Jones. No, I'm an agent of not destroying the planet and following God's plan. God will judge nations. God will judge people. If he said, I'm going to go fight the Israelis, think they're tyrants, I'm going to go join the Iranian military, I'd say, okay, that's your opinion. But no, he says, because there's nothing better than wiping out all the Jews. And now you just help commit the evil force manipulating them to total war. He's a flying monkey in my view. Here he is.
I mean, honestly, the only real battle in the world, you know, exterminating Israel, is that would be on the fuck draft waiver wherever. Give me a rifle and send me the fuck over there. I truly believe that the majority of that country is evil, and they're perpetuating a genocide. They've been operating apartheid. They're suppressing those Palestinians. They're attacking the arrogant, ungrateful bastards, and they need to be.
So, Mr. Playboy, Mr. Party Man, when that's the cool thing, is all about that. Now that it's bashing Israel, he's all about it. So is this our representative in this? Is this who's going to lead us into the genocide of the Jews? It's demonic. It's all psychotic. Benjamin Netanyahu is just like him. We've got all these enemies. Kill them all. And Bilzerian is fine. We'll kill you all. But he's not going to go to Iran. He's not going to go fight the Israelis. It's all big talk by somebody that just wants to get attention. That's all that matters to him. He'll do whatever it takes to get attention and act like a tough guy. And it's pathetic. We need to defuse the situation. Netanyahu is inches away from being removed from power. The IDF told Trump, don't attack, when the Mossad told him to attack 70-something days ago. Not glorifying him, it's just true. And to make Israel one monolithic group and to say the problem in the world is Jews is a scapegoat. We oppose the corruption of Israel. And Israel's out of control and a big threat and a big problem. But we do it from a place of goodness and love to fix things, not sitting there cussing every 5 seconds, acting tough, and saying, kill all the Jews, that'll answer our problems. All you're doing is conjuring Armageddon. We'll be right back with more news. Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. So here's the analogy. You've seen those movies where they're trying to defuse a nuclear bomb and they don't know how to cut the red wire, the green wire, the blue wire, the black wire. And I can think multi-stages ahead, very easy war game, what's going to happen with Iran, Strait of Hormuz, nuclear war, destruction of Israel. And Israel becomes the detonator for nuclear conflagration guaranteed. And Israel's ready for that. And then Israel puts its people into a position, gets the U.S. in a position for total war. The whole world turns against Israel. Israel loves that, the controllers, because it makes their people get behind them. Now they've got total control over the majority of powerful Jews around the world. And then the public gets pissed off and says, well, let's just kill all the Jews. What do you think that makes the Jews do that were fighting Netanyahu and trying to de-escalate this? That makes them either get sidelined or join in. Now we're committed to the psychotic game of chicken that Netanyahu has put us into, that damn monster. And all issues now are forgotten. You heard Bilzerian. No other issue matters. Well, I thought the clip was bleeped. They're bleeping it now. He cusses so much. For our stations, well, no, we can't do that. We tried to bleep it out in live time, but delayed it out. But the point is, as soon as the clip's ready, give it to me. The point is you can see second, third, fourth order where this leads. Here's an example. This is official from North Korea. Kim Jong-un watched the mullahs get killed, so he has a standing order that if he ever gets killed, God forbid the Chinese might do it to get them to launch nuclear war. They've always wanted to use North Korea as a trigger. Kim Jong-un dies now. His military fires nuclear weapons at Japan and others. We're into full nuclear war. See the unintended consequences of Israel's war with Iran. And Bilzerian would say, well, see, they're the problem. Let's go kill all of them. Why didn't you say remove Netanyahu from power? Why didn't you say kick AIPAC out of control of the U.S.? No, Jews are the problem. Kill them all. I'm ready to go fight them. Which I guarantee if Netanyahu sees that clip, which I'm sure they're going to have on Israeli TV, isn't already on there, they're going to use that for control. In fact, I'd ask the question, it's come out, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL are funding most of the white supremacist groups, and so they can put out the worst rhetoric, like Israel founded Hamas, ran Hamas, so they could have delegitimized Palestinians, so they could have a war with them. Does Dan Bilzerian get money from Israel? I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying, let me tell you, that's the type of stuff Netanyahu loves. That gives him more power, Dan, Mr. Big Tough Guy. And now Kim Jong-un, if he dies, is given an order to launch a nuclear war, pal. Thanks a lot, Israel. Thanks a lot, Trump. Thanks a lot, Mark Levin. And now you've conjured this thing. Oh, we have a bleep now. Yeah, go ahead and roll the clip again. Here it is.
Today that I see worth fighting is, you know, exterminating Israel.
Start over. I want it crisp. Start it again.
I mean, honestly, the only real battle in the world today that I see worth fighting is, you know, exterminating Israel. I mean, I would sign up tomorrow and go put boots on the ground and go kill Israelis. That would be a great day for me. I would sign up on the draft waiver, wherever. Give me a rifle and send me the over there. I truly believe that the majority of that country is evil and they're perpetuating a genocide. They've been operating in apartheid. They're suppressing those Palestinians. They're attacking their neighbors. They're operating like terrorists. They're arrogant, ungrateful bastards, and they need to be wiped off the map.
And that's what Israel says about its enemies. including the children, which I get pisses you off. And I get you get, oh, the street cred talking like that. See where we are now? Maybe Bilzerian's actually a good guy and thinks he's doing a good thing. But if he doesn't go join the Iranian military next week, I'm going to have real questions about him. And I'm not trying to recruit him for that. My point is, show us. You know, go ahead. A lot of talk. You just gave Netanyahu a giant present. And it's disgusting. And it's dangerous. And some dumbasses will say, oh, what, you support Israel doing all this? No, ladies and gentlemen. Netanyahu is already indicted and convicted. Multiple indictments and convictions. He will be gone. He needs this war. We need to de-escalate this. And you don't do that saying kill every Jew. I mean, if you look at the factions in Israel, it's not a unified group, and I'm not being an apologist for Israel. Israel's a major problem. But we want to fix that problem, not have a damn new nuclear war, a world war. I don't know how anybody argues with me on this. This is so simple if you just use your head. We're going to lose the midterms. They're going to impeach Trump, and this time get a conviction in the Senate, the way things are going. Even with the redistricting, it's bad. I got numbers on that. And I'm just horrified that Israel has become the cliche people said it was. Israel brags they control the U.S. It's a nightmare. But I think we should oppose Israel and Netanyahu from a Christ-like position and just call balls and strikes and not get vitriolic and genocidal and not lower ourselves to the level of Netanyahu and not lower every Jew on the planet to the level of Netanyahu. That's not fair. You know, if somebody I know goes and commits a crime, am I guilty? No, none of them are involved. I just, this is how I operate. Like, do I like the mullahs? No. Do I like al-Qaeda? No. Do I think they should be taken out? Yes. I don't say kill all Muslims. It's the same thing. You can't do that, folks. That's just simple. That to me, that's fundamental. I can't believe I even have to discuss that or debate that with people. But I know I'm going to get attacked for this. Oh, Jones supports Israel. He just called for wiping all the Jews out, okay? That is music to Netanyahu's ears. He loves that. Don't you understand how this works? You think you're going to wipe the Jews out? That's called Armageddon. I'd like to not have that right now. I'd like stability. I'd like prosperity. I'd like freedom. I'd like to get control of our sovereignty again and kick AIPAC out and kick Netanyahu out and prosecute the Jonathan Pollards. I mean, I believe that, you know, for the funding, it's very clear that the Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro and all these people are Israeli agents working in our country. Arrest them. Indict them. There's evidence. Go. Put them in prison. Put the actual agents and the spies in jail. Don't sit there and do the move that the ADLs and the Poverty Law Center have done, going out funding white supremacist groups that say kill all the Jews to make standing up to Israel's corruption look illegitimate. This is very simple, folks. And I know you're smart enough to understand it. I want to stop the corrupt elements of Israel controlling our country and China and all the globalists and the EU. I want to stop it all. And I just oppose the different power structures that are out there. And the left allied with Islam and all the rest of it. That's a huge issue as well. So it becomes this litmus test. I've even seen Megyn Kelly and others like, oh, I was wrong about Islam. I'm against Israel. Now I'm pro-Islam. What? You can be anti-Likudnik Jewish supremacist garbage, and also be against Islamic supremacism. But that's how things have been dumbed down. All right, shifting gears. Newt Gingrich is a very smart historian and professor, and he was a neocon in ways. I don't support everything he did politically, but I've read many of his books. He's dead on about the courts being weaponized, the founding fathers being worried about it. Thomas Jefferson passed laws to defang corrupt Article III courts that were trying to create a judicial dictatorship when he was the third president. And Trump has actually stood against those, and that's a good thing he's been doing. So here's Newt Gingrich talking about it, and then a talk show is talking about the judicial persecution of InfoWars. So we got other threats, other things to deal with as well. Here's the clips.
Read the Declaration of Independence. A very large number of its specific charges against Great Britain involve dictatorial judges. The fact is the Founding Fathers deeply distrusted judges and thought that the lawyer class was dangerous and that you could not give them unbridled power or they would undermine and destroy free society. Now, this is not some marginal position. Thomas Jefferson, asked about judicial supremacy, said, that is an absurdity. That would be an oligarchy. And it's doubly dangerous because, you see, if judges think that they are unchallengeable, they are inevitably corrupted. Corrupted in a moral sense. I don't mean taking money, but I mean in a sense of arrogance, in a sense of imposing on the rest of us. Lord Acton warned in the 19th century that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Notice he dropped the word tends. And the courts in the last 53 years have proven that Lord Acton's right. Because with each passing decade, the judges have become more hostile to the American tradition. They now openly talk about using foreign sources of information because, after all, the American Constitution is so old and so antiquated. A justice who believes that shouldn't be serving on the American bench. One of the major impediments and threats to democracy today is the very behavior of the law schools, which teach a usurpation of power in a way that is utterly unsustainable. Founding Fathers designed our Constitution based on Montesquieu's concept of the balance of power. We're supposed to have three co-equal branches. There can be no supremacy if there are three co-equal branches, by definition. Otherwise, you'd have a superior branch and two inferior branches. But it's worse than that. If you read Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, he says the courts couldn't possibly take on the legislative and executive branch because they would inevitably lose. Jefferson is the most clear example of taking on the judiciary. In the Judicial Reform Act of 1802, the Jeffersonians eliminated 18 out of 35 federal judges. Didn't impeach them, just abolished their offices, told them to go home. Jackson, in tackling the Bank of the United States, which he said was a overly centralized form of power, think of it as the earlier Bernanke, was told, well, the Supreme Court has said that it's constitutional. He said, fine, that's their opinion. He said, I have a different opinion. I'm the president, they're a court. They get their opinion in court. I get my opinion in the White House. Lincoln spends a large section of his first inaugural address explaining why the Dred Scott decision may be the law of the case but cannot be the law of the land, and Lincoln refuses to enforce the Dred Scott decision while he's president, period. So people who come in and say, oh, as Nancy Pelosi once said, if the court speaks, it's as though God has spoken. Now, to be fair, having somebody from her branch of the party recognize God is an important step in the right direction. In the question of national security, in the last few years, the courts, I think, have become virtually out of touch with reality. The idea that the courts are now going to take on responsibility for defending the United States is a clear and fundamental violation of the Constitution and a fundamental violation of the executive branch's power, and the Congress should pass a law repudiating every interference of the courts in national security issues and returning them to the Congress and the President where they rightly belong. In 1942, a group of German saboteurs were landed in Florida and Long Island. They were all picked up within 2 weeks. Roosevelt brought in his attorney general and said, they will be tried in a military court, they will be executed, it should happen within 3 weeks, and tell the Supreme Court if they issue a writ of habeas corpus, I will not honor it, and therefore they should not issue it. I am the commander-in-chief in wartime. They aren't. Congress has the power to limit the appeals, as I mentioned earlier. Congress can cut budgets. Congress can say, all right, in the future the Ninth Circuit can meet, but it will have no clerks. By the way, we aren't going to pay the electric bill for 2 years. And since you seem to be rendering justice in the dark, you don't seem to need your law library either. This is, by the way, I am paraphrasing Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, in which he is defending, he says flatly, the judiciary is the weakest of the three branches.
And it's trying to establish
a dictatorship. This modern model is just totally opposite the American tradition.
Powerful.
Doesn't it at least make you
not excited, but like moderately hopeful that people are still seeking out this kind of content, that people still want to hear Alex Jones, because even though he sounds like a mad scientist, all of his stuff is it's documented, it's proven, it's all provable. They put a $1 billion lawsuit on his head that he shouldn't have to pay for a bull case. And he's still doing it, and he's still plugging away, and people are still finding him, and people, millions of people are still searching him out and discovering his content and learning about this. I don't know, man. It makes me feel like, I'm not saying we're going to win, because I don't think we are, but at least we're not going to be blindfolded into the camp. You know, like, it's going to take some force. You're going to have to force us. You're not going to convince us that it's what's best for us. I mean, that's... small difference maybe to you, but feels like kind of a victory that people search out Alex Jones and go find him still.
At alexjoneslive.com, bookmark that show. Everybody you know and those you don't know. So you can find the Forbidden Alex Jones Show, the live video feeds, the articles, everything, at alexjoneslive.com. And let me plug right now that I'm going to hit this final story on J.D. Vance ahead of Saturday Night Live with Royce White, knocking it out of the park from Minnesota, Belly of the Beast. Now, take this, a new hat. I didn't tell Big League, because they're our sponsor, the only auctions network, what to come out with product-wise. I said, this is a great supplement. I have a t-shirt idea. A lot of the stuff I design, I tell you what I do. This came in with a bunch of the new hats and shirts, really, and I was like, my name, Alex Jones Live? But I decided to go out today, grocery shopping and to a restaurant wearing it, and I got massive compliments on it. And it doesn't even really say my name. I mean, it does, but it just looks cool. Like a cool design. So I, for the first time ever, I'm wearing a shirt with my name on it or a hat, because it's kind of covert. It's just fun. But I love the hat. This is the kind of stuff at the alexjonesstore.com that you can get right now. Beautiful hat. We love it. But most of the stuff is just 1776, you know, pro freedom, you name it. It's all there. But that's how you finance an organization that's under attack by all the major power blocks, because I'm giving people the overall view and showing you the proof. To not believe me, go look it up for yourself, of the different factions, and you can decide what to do about it. But I can't do it without you. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com today. We have a buy one, get one free sale. We just had the buy one, get one free ultramethylene blue. That ended in 2 days, like I told you. The new one is Shilajit Gummies, incredible. Take an hour to tell you about it. Just do your own research. We have the best. And Ultimate Creatine, the highest quality creatine, not just good for your muscles, but also for your brain. Super concentrated. You can buy one, get one free of either one of those or both, and a bunch of other sales right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But check out the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, T-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, all of it. It is amazing. And that's how we finance this operation. I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. Thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm not asking you to worship some golden statue to InfoWars. In fact, don't. I'm just asking you to get great products that will enrich your life and just try them and see how great methylene blue is, or the Irish sea moss, or the Shilajit, or the bovine colostrum. Just see how great it is. We have a 90%+ reorder rate on all this stuff. But the majority of you never go try it. Please take the challenge. Take action. Stand with us as we stand for all of our collective freedoms in the future at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of products that sell at TheAlexJonesStore.com, the sister site is RealAlexJones.com, same warehouse in Fayetteville, Arkansas, but they hold back 10% of whether it's knives or coins or shirts or what, you know, sometimes a supplement sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It'll be available in most cases at RealAlexJones.com. Because the site's just kind of been over there on the side. It was when we set up the Auctions Network in the last couple of years, just to back up. It was the funder of that, just for the little studio and things. But now it's a major OG in the fight. Take advantage now. RealAuctions.com, and I thank you for your support. All right. So I'm not bringing this up to criticize J.D. Vance. I like J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance told me 2 months before he got the nomination and was nominated that he was the guy. I think he's really smart. I support him. I like him a lot. I think he should be the nominee, way better than Marco Rubio, the neocon, coming up in 2028. That election basically starts in less than a year, and it starts peaking in a year and a half. So that said, it's now come out that one of his rallies, and it's been others as well, in Des Moines, Iowa, He's had other events where like 500 people show up. Just a year ago, 10,000 would show up for him. Trump, all the main Trump product sellers are shutting down, closing because of Trump Epstein cover-up, the Iran war, all the stuff. People are done. And I point that out, and Trump supporters, some of them go, oh, you're a traitor. No, I'm not drinking Kool-Aid. I'm not in a cult. I want Trump to get back on track. And there's not much time. Maybe too late already. So they had to pay, it's now confirmed, $100 to get people to go to this event. That's crazy. Now, we know the Democrats do this in every case. We know that. And the only good news is the Democrats are even more unpopular than Republicans. They have their lowest approval rating ever, like 25%. Trump's at 31%. So it's like helter skelter. Yeah, I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I am not happy about this. But since Trump bound himself to Israel and Mark Levin, he's plunging. It's so sad. Now we have 10 days that shook the White House map and Democrat confidence because they've been gerrymandering. Supreme Court ruled in Trump's favor. It's totally true. That's good. We're getting some extra seats. But will it be enough? That is the larger question. So here is Vance. Notice it's a really close shot because nobody's there. With a bunch of paid influencers, this is so sad. And I point this out, not to undermine Trump overall, but to say these are red lights flashing. Here it is.
All right. Thank you.
Now, juxtapose that with 100,000 2 years ago when RFK Jr. endorsed Trump in Tucson. Juxtapose that with just a year ago, Trump, 50,000 people rallies. Trump, they're like, oh, look, Trump goes and talks to a group of geriatrics. There's 2,000 people. Oh, he's bigger than ever. No, he's not. And lying about it isn't going to fix it. Can the Democrats get 50 people without paying them? No. Are they even more pathetic? Yes. But don't lie about this. Mark Mitchell at Rasmussen a year ago tried raising the alarm when they got rid of Elon and the rest of them started sliding. 6 months ago, went to the White House, had an emergency meeting with him, with J.D. Vance trying to warn Trump. This total war, Israel first garbage is killing us. And the Democrats are licking their demonic lips. And they're doing it over and over and over again. And I don't have time to play it. I'll play it tomorrow. But, you know, these beta male soy boy guys about, oh, we got to punish MAGA. What are we going to do with them once Trump's gone? It's so sick. The left's problem, 75 million Americans don't stop being human because they voted differently than you. Demonizing people and disagree with you isn't righteousness. It's a warning sign. Yeah, but here's the left, overhead shot on this, literally saying, oh, we got to go after these people. We got to demolish MAGA. We got to get rid of them. But back to this Kennedy shot. There was 100,000 people, nosebleed, in fact, scan through the video, it shows it. 100,000 arena, all the way full to the top. That's 2 years ago. And then Trump gets in, crowd just as big. And then he gets rid of Elon. Then he covers up Epstein. Then he goes, you know, total war. And now Trump goes out, and there's 2,000 people. Vance goes out, there's 500 all paid. That's called flatlining. That's called flatlining. And this live part's over. Royce White's about to take over. But I'll make sure in post from this rally we show you the 100,000 people and many others when they zoom out. Because that's all you need to see. I'm not a traitor pointing this out. I'm pointing out we're burning down. We've got a major problem. And we don't want RFK Jr. another sideline in Tulsi Gabbard. He almost fired Tulsi Gabbard a month ago. And all these people that quit, like Joe Kent, he said in his letter, to get you to stop the war, Trump, it's illegal, it's wrong, it's a trap, it's a lie. And he got called a traitor. Well, I'm not the traitor, and I'm proud of what I've done, and I will continue to do it. Please support us at thealexshowstore.com as we continue our operation against the globalists to warn the people to stop new lockdowns and stop new wars. It's so critical we stay on air because the bad guys know I'll be true to the truth no matter what. But I can't do it without your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support at thealexshowstore.com. Go there now. You're really missing out if you don't. All right, Royce White is loaded. Forbear from Minneapolis, Minnesota, takes over in 2 minutes after this quick break. And then, Lord willing, I'm back from the Alex Jones Network studios tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Join us and share those feeds because you are the modern incarnation of Paul Revere.